I was gonna say recording is still running. If no one shows up, though, I can stop it and we can run away early.
No, I think we're going to have people from that want to work on the surveys. They're going to join us here today, so there will be no escape for you.
No, I tried. There's never any escape for me. Never.
Right.
That's
That's
okay.
right. Well, I'm
We're
here because the power is on again,
nice.
just so you know.
Did your meter fall off your house too, or was this something completely different?
My goodness. No, in fact, we didn't actually have a blip, but there were power outages pretty much everywhere else. And on the Stanford campus, there was like everyone was down for like an hour and a half. Well, the power was out. All the systems were up because they planned for this, which is nice. So there were
Are they
no.
on? Oh, yeah, that's right. You have all your systems hosted on site, so they must have massive UPSs and generator backup.
Big ones. Not library specific, just the whole Stanford IT
That's the only
computer
thing I can.
resource center.
And
Yeah,
turn off
that's the only.
all the monitors.
Yeah, exactly. That was the one thing I could never understand. So the library, and quite a few. Well, Cornell finally did start consolidating things, but the library that I used to work at used to have the data center for cows in it. And part of the specifications when they redid the building is they added a generator for backup, which makes sense. Cows moved out all the servers, everything went virtual, so now it's on AWS. But it's this massive, I mean, massive diesel generator. And I forget how many hundreds of gallons of fuel we have. And every 2 years, whether it's used or not, it needs to be completely dumped and drained and refilled. And Tara's like, what? But yeah, apparently the diesel will gel. So if you let it sit for too long, the diesel will go bad and gel and will no longer be effective in the generator. So every, I think it's 2 or 3 years, they have to dump the entire tank and refill it. Why they did not put in natural gas or propane generators are beyond me, because there's natural gas on campus. They finally, what before I left for IT, which is about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they started consolidating generators on campus. So now that one generator was actually, or four generators in that area, which was like three lab spaces in the library, had been condensed to one diesel generator, which actually is smaller than our old one, that powers all four buildings in the case of a power outage.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was paid for by all the gas savings.
Of course.
Just like, send the diesel my way. I'm like, I'll use it in my furnace here. I don't care.
You don't care if it gels and gums up everything up,
I'll
you
just stick a
know?
KitchenAid hand mixer in there and keep it whirling around. It'll be fine.
Just use it.
Yeah,
Call it
I
and
just
use
thought
it.
you'd put it in a thing that shook it, you know,
That
and then
works
it would
too.
ungel. But you know that if they had something like that on campus, they'd wind up eliminating the position that did it. And, you
I
know.
don't think they would mind, because I know a few of the guys that had to do it and they hated it. It was a nonstop job. It's like the Environmental Health and Safety has a group of five or six people that literally their entire job is going from building to building, checking fire extinguishers and smoke detectors. And I asked him once, like, do you guys ever get a break? He's like, no. By the time we finish our entire rounds, we have to start over again. So he's like, it's nonstop. It's like, we're always doing this. Like, whoa.
I would like a job like that, though.
But just a, you know, I think I'd like a job like that for like 2 weeks, just as a break.
Your sabbatical
Yeah,
from the IT center,
exactly.
checking fire extinguishers. One time I had to have the library safety people, the campus safety people come by the library because we had so many cords piled together for our lending laptops that it was making a noise. And I was like, I don't think it's supposed to make a noise. I'm pretty
And
sure not.
yeah, it was like, but it was like a humming noise. And yeah, and then they were like, this is probably fine, but we'll just move some of these. They'll be fine.
They are
I've never seen that before though. I don't know what causes that.
devious.
Electricity.
Yeah, exactly. They are devious. We do a pre-inspection, or we used to, because I helped the building coordinator. We have a fire inspection every single year, and they come around and check every single office. And if they see two extension cords plugged into each other, it's an immediate fail. if they see a space heater plugged into an extension cord, immediate fail. Like there's certain things that are like immediate fails. Like granted, this is on campus fire inspection, but yeah, they no. Our we had to buy, and they're actually really nice. They're Bradford carts. We had to buy like $1,500 laptop carts, and we had those plugged in the wall, and they actually went to see inside of the cart to see how the power is distributed. And they're like, okay, well that's fine, but yeah, they're very
Well, at my library, we had secret space heaters because the building was freezing and we weren't allowed to have space heaters, so it's a fire risk.
my God.
And so we'd all have to run and hide them when we knew the inspectors were coming. Like, it's like, well, this really defeats the purpose of the inspections. And
Yep.
then they
Yes, it
didn't have
does.
any problem with like these spaces that were like way too narrow for a wheelchair. And we were like, shouldn't you be paying attention to some of this other stuff? And they're like, nope, it's all about the space heaters.
It's all
It
about
is.
fire. They care
They
about
did give up.
fire.
Yeah, they did give up on the space heaters. So there is actually policies around space heaters because they realize that Cornell buildings are horrible. So you're allowed to have a space heater. It cannot be plugged in a power strip. It must be plugged directly into a wall or floor outlet. It must have an anti-tip switch on the bottom of it that functions. You have to turn it off when you're not in the space. So if they're going around inspecting and see a space heater on and there's no one there, that's an issue.
You have to
And
preheat
they're,
the room, though. That's not how.
yeah, they don't care. And there
No.
has to be a 2 foot clearance around them at all times. You
Right.
can't have one sitting on a desk next to a pile of papers or under your desk
Right.
things. So yeah, but they'll love it.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not up on this, but do modern space heaters have an automatic off switch, like a timer, like after a while it turns itself off?
The really high-end
No.
electronic ones do.
Oh, mine does. Mine
Yeah.
definitely does.
Yeah,
I
I
can't
never
use
used
it though
one.
because it blows all the fuses in my very old apartment. But
Yeah.
it was a gift from my mother, so.
Well,
My house is
already.
the same way. You plug in something here and something in the bedroom back there, it's on the same circuit. And it's like, really? Like one outlet in this room and two outlets over there are all on the same circuit. I'm
Well,
killing time waiting for more people to show up, so.
I'm waiting for Kate. I sent a message in Slack. But I guess we could probably go ahead and get started without her.
I'm convinced.
Well, it's two different surveys, so I think
Yeah, that's
it's
okay.
just
We'll get her on the next round.
And it
Cool. All
sounded
right.
like Martin wanted to be here anyway, so maybe we could the next time we could find a time that he
Yeah.
could join.
Well, I mean, it sounds like I switched the, none of those were sentences. I switched the session that we're doing next time to this. So, maybe we can get both of them there. But he did ask that we leave the recording on for this, so we'll have to not say anything sassy.
I will
Yeah,
do that. Not
I've
saying
already
anything
not
sassier
said
than.
something twice that I could
Yeah.
have would have normally said maybe.
We're all not saying a lot of things that we might normally say in this meeting.
Do you want to see it?
Stop recording if you want.
No, it's fine.
No. No, we
Okay.
should behave for once.
We're doing a
Okay.
survey? Yes,
So
we're doing a survey.
let's go back to the purpose of the meeting.
Like to take this down to its foundation, I'm not actually sure if we are taking a survey or if we're taking a census, right? Like
Okay.
because like a
Yeah.
survey is a sampling and
Oh,
we're actually trying to get
I know
everyone.
that.
No, I love that. I love calling it that because then everyone will just, I think, answer.
Okay, so maybe we can rebrand a little bit and call this the folio census. And I like that because it's also like you have to repeat a census.
So do we distribute voting rights based on how many institutions in what part of the state? Polio. Sorry.
Honestly, like that's kind of the system we live in now. Like,
Yeah.
if you're the biggest,
Oh, so it's supposed to be five
and I feel like the three of
kilometers
you may be benefiting from
away.
the size.
The
So I
what?
don't
The square
know.
kilometer. The size of our commitment.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you're right.
We check them or is that different?
Okay. So, do we want to start with the overall folio survey, or do we want to start with the one that Martin asked us to take over,
Well,
or I
I
should
think
say
we should.
census?
So we're hoping that Kate can help with the integrations aspect of this. So
Okay.
I think let's start
The
with
general
the
one.
general one. So I made a list of sort of like things that I think that we three
Do we
programming
have
board
a little
members have
code
talked
that
about
you
before,
can
but I just wanted to
show
go over
off
them
strengths
one
to
more
help
time
you
since we
in
have
dealing with
Maura, our
our
generous
wonderful
volunteer
interface
here.
app. And those are the big things I don't hopefully.
I'm losing my mind from the background noise.
I'm sorry. Are you hearing the
Did you
background
hear
noise
anything
here?
funny?
There's
Is it
someone here
you?
might
Okay.
be. He does. There's someone here who does not have an inside voice. So
Oh gosh.
I'll be
Okay.
quiet.
That's my spouse.
I don't know what it is, but like if I can hear someone talking, my brain stops being able to talk, like and form sentences. Is that just like
That's
a me?
fine.
That's an everything.
No.
That's an everyone thing, right? Okay.
Go so.
I physically can't talk over people because I can't make sentences anymore.
I talk
Okay,
over people
thank
all the
you so
time.
much, Maura. I'm sorry about that. Okay, all right. So I guess I'll go ahead and share my screen. So this is, I put it in the chat, but like these are sort of the questions that we have talked about before. The first, obviously, we need to know what system we're going to use to actually create the survey. And this matters for a couple of reasons, including that different surveys have different capacities to show different kinds of questions. So, like, I don't think you can do like a rating question in Google Forms, for example. And I don't know if you can do like complex branching in Google Forms. So, we do actually need to come up with an answer to this before we start designing the questions. As a component of that, we also need to decide if we're creating one survey or if we're creating several surveys or if we're creating a branching survey. And the reason we might create a branching survey or several surveys is because the second we said we're doing this, every other SIG also wanted their questions asked. And we want to keep our aspect, our like census part of this really narrow to populate the directory. And I think we'll have more success with that if we don't let everyone add all of their questions to our survey. So I'm in favor of several surveys rather than a branching one or a single one. So that's my take. So that's the first question we need to address. We also need to figure out what information we're collecting. So we definitely need the fields that are needed for the directory. Again, that's the census aspect. We need somehow to collect the fields that are needed for that integrations database. And then we also need the fields that all the other SIGs ask for. We also need to collect what those are. We need to decide what our timeline is for delivering the survey and what our timeline is for getting the results back. It would be awesome if we could present the results of this at WolfCon 2026. That seems like a great thing to peg this to. But that means that we have to get all of this done in the summer when no one works. So, but
We
maybe
can
they'll
do
have more
it.
time to do surveys
It
if we get it done quickly enough. And I think that the things that we're asking for are actually straightforward enough that we might actually be able to get this done fairly quickly. And then we also need to sort of think about how often the survey is going to be repeated in order to keep it up to date. I mean, like libraries join Folio every year and libraries change every year, but that might not be realistic to do every year. So I don't know.
Do we want to add a note about distribution? Like, i.e., do we want to ping the hosting providers to see if they are willing to distribute the survey to their.
Yeah. So
Oh,
that's
it's
the
up
last
there.
question on here is how are we actually going to distribute this? Because I can, of course, spam all the index data hosted libraries. There aren't that many self-hosted libraries, but I have no idea how to get in touch with the EBSCO libraries, and I don't know that they actually want to be contacted if they're not in the community. So we might need some assistance from EBSCO.
Yeah, we could probably start with like Harry and ask him, hey, what do you think about passing that survey on to your Folio users that might not be in the community and see what he thinks. I don't think he might have an issue with it. So I know one thing is like, should we just start at the top and work our way down? Or do you want to jump around or jump them out?
Get up, get up, and get down. Jump around.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I put anything else important on here when I was thinking about this. We need a really good elevator pitch for why people should do this. We need to create instructions for how we did it because some of us might not be here to do it again. And the most important thing that everyone forgets about a survey or a census is that it takes for freaking ever to process the results, and we need to actually set aside time to do that. Like, making a survey is easy, and then analyzing it is such a pain. So that's probably going to be harder than actually making the survey. Okay, Tom, where do you want to start?
So the one that I could do, and this kind of ties into the timeline, is you said about buy-in for it. Part of the so I could I'll jump to that, and then we maybe jump to what one we use. Part of the reason why PC wanted to do this is PC wanted to get an overall picture of what modules people were using in Folio, so that when we get to the community-driven development, they know where to focus resources. So, like for instance, if we have 100 libraries and 50 of them are saying that we're using course reserves, to them that would mean that we might want to put some resources behind course reserves. Or if 10 of them say we want to use course reserves, then it would fall maybe lower on the bill. So part of the benefit of filling this out is letting PC and the community committees know how people are using Folio and where resources should possibly be directed, if we ever get them. But because of that, I think they were thinking of a yearly survey where maybe they didn't have to fill out the entire thing, but they would just kind of update the results. So yeah, I'd love to do something, and I can't remember which one it is. I think it's sent out by Easy Proxy. It might be that one. There's a survey that we get every year, and I'm not sure exactly who it's from. They're collecting basically general library data. What library management system are you running? Are you using OCLC? That sort of thing.
That
And
Marshall
your answers
Breeding,
are pretty.
Marshall Breeding Survey, Library Technology.
That might be it. Yes. Because all the answers are pre-populated from the previous year. So if you didn't change anything, you can just go through. Yep, that's good. That's good. That's good.
I'm with Maura on 2 years to start, but if we can pre-populate the answers, that might bring me into the 1 year camp. Because if it was just like, please confirm, and if you ignore it, we're just going to keep your results from last year, then. But like, even this year, I can think of libraries like, so everyone who didn't start out using MARC authorities because they migrated really early over the last 2 or 3 years that I work with has started to use MARC authorities. So like, if we were doing it every year, we would see the trend of people adopting it after it got out of that sort of beta phase. And there's also some sort of interesting, I guess analytical information in there about like what features were the ones that tipped the scale for people to actually adopt it. So.
Yeah. That could actually be some questions too, from like when we do a change survey, if they say that they adopted something that it in previously, what features had to be in here before you could adopt it? Or yeah. How many service packs did you have to have before you said, yes, this is safe?
Nine.
I mean, yeah, I always wonder that, like, which CSP are people waiting on to upgrade?
Whatever our hosting provider tells us.
Yeah. We're a lot nicer than that, and so we have a lot of negotiating around this issue.
No,
I mean, they're
we sometimes. Oh, sorry.
well, and they're pre-populating, and the like, if they don't respond at all, blah blah blah. I mean, there could be a field of last time survey data was updated for each,
Yeah.
site.
The directory information was updated. Okay, so that's a good reason why, and these are some good sort of like process notes. But just jumping back up to the top, the only system that I personally have access to is Google Forms. So if we want to use one of your fancy schmancy academic library programs, it will have to be a university. And also, I'm not sure if your like licenses or whatever will cover that. So
That would
I don't know,
not.
someone who is not me would have to decide.
I know for Cornell, I'd have to check. As far as I know, like they really don't care. The main thing that they care about with Qualtrics is if you are
Qualtrics,
using
that's what I
it.
meant.
The main thing that they care about with that is if you're using it to collect data that is going to be reported on, i.e., like it's going into a published article or that sort of thing. Because
Yeah,
then you
they
need to
probably
have.
also care if we ask anything that could be considered like in any way damaging to a human. And my recollection is that they're really broad about that. Like, if someone get their feelings hurt from this opinion, then you can't ask it. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, but we're not, I mean, we could model it that way. I could see, I do know that I did know a few people that were certified in writing those types of surveys. I could see if there's anyone still around if we did want to go the Qualtrics route. Microsoft also has a forms tool. Google Forms is going to be the least flexible, but the most accessible for the FolioAd community. Because one issue that's going to be with like Qualtrics are the Microsoft forms is whoever is holding the license is going to be the person that's going to have to do all the editing and all that other stuff. Because I like for instance, I can't give you access to Qualtrics.
yeah.
If we use something like that, will it be hard for non-Cornell, for instance, people to process the results or look at them later or do the next year?
Yes. Yeah. Because it would have to be somebody from Cornell that would have to get there. Now, as far as processing the results, Qualtrics will export the results in like 16 different formats or something like that. Like they'll give you a report format, which is kind of statistical breakdowns of questions, even stupid questions. They'll give you like 50% of the people said yes to this one. Or you can get individual survey responses by individual users. And that is exported out as, I believe, either CSV or Excel.
Do Google Forms allow you to, they do allow you to respond without a Google account, right?
Yes, you can have an open form.
Okay. When people do UAT testing, when they have like a form to respond, are they using Google Forms?
No, a lot of the UATs, because they're done by the EBSCO, a lot of them are done by the EBSCO POs and they have access to Microsoft Forms.
Okay.
Don't know if there's anything else out there like SurveyMonkey or any other survey systems that offer free levels for nonprofits. If there is, we could potentially look at something like that.
Well, is there any reason to keep researching this? Like, are there any benefits that we gain from? I mean, 'cause like at least for the things that we want for this group, I feel like it's so simple that a Google form will work. We all know how to use it, and we also know how to move it between each other. So I'm kind of like, go with what we know. Because there's
The
a
only
gazillion different survey
right.
programs out there.
The only difference that you would get, the benefit that you would get with the Microsoft Forms versus and Qualtrics versus Google is that both of those allow for branching and contingent questions that will show on based on contingency. So for instance, if you ask somebody, are you using fees and fines? You could turn on another section to ask them what part of fee fines are they using? Are you assessing lost fines? Are you assessing overdue fines? That sort of thing. Where Google Forms, you would have all the questions listed no matter what. So, I mean,
Yeah. Well, so you would know hopefully, Tom, how granular is the, 'cause when you said like which apps people are using, I was picturing just like a line of checkboxes with using, not using. But are people like, how are you using it? What specifically are you using it?
Well, that one is that the how you are using it one is what was brought up in RA. So RA kind of wants the would like the nitty-gritty of how are you using the functionality with here. PC is more of the overarching. Are you using circulation? Are you using inventory? Are you using this app or that app? Where RA wants to know like the specifics of circulation. Like, are you using fees and fines? Are you allowing for pages, holds, and this? Are you using title level request or regular requesting? That sort of thing. I mean, if we are breaking this up into separate surveys, and it could be like we have the general one, and then RA has another one, and they just get all sent out at the same time. It would make it a little bit more digestible, and they could have all the items listed there that they wanted. So it won't be so overwhelming. So that's also a possibility too. But.
I like that approach. And also, if there's a SIG that wants to ask really complicated questions and it's like a one-time thing and they want to use Qualtrics, like it's not a problem to have like another link in there with the more complicated survey, like
Yeah. I mean, because different people are going to be filling out these different parts if you get complicated. And how you can't pass that around in a Google form or anything else. So usually, unless you're going to create a big database behind it and start where you left off, sort of thing. So if there are multiple surveys, I think that we an email or Slack could be sent out listing all the different ones to take.
I mean, the other option too, if we don't care about them seeing other people's responses, since none of this, all this data is going to be published anyways, we could also, instead of looking at a survey tool, look at something like Airtable or something of that nature that allows you to do forms. And then they would actually be able to go back and edit their results if they wanted to.
I've not had the most success with people learning to use Airtable on their own. I'm like, it's so simple. How do you not understand? Yeah, it's not as straightforward as you think. So if we were going to do that, like we would basically be doing a spreadsheet. I also don't know if we should allow people to directly see. Oh no, we lost Mark. Oh no, she's just off camera. See their results because. Well, it's not really gonna be like we don't control when people post on Slack. Like, if you see something you shouldn't, then that's on you.
And we could not add any open comments or just I mean there is other ones. There was another one that I used and I can't remember what the name of it is now. Because I self-OC table that allows you to do data collection forms. There's another one, if I look at my server, I can tell you what it is because I was hosting it here too. It's like Airtable, but it allows you to create data collection forms, almost like Access used to be let you do. Like you could create a form that people could type things in, it populates the table on the back end. I'm always poking around for new things to play with on my server at home.
But you're getting rid of Obsidian.
I was
That's all.
thinking that, the question of letting people see the responses, I am guessing that we are talking about letting people see what they have said, but not necessarily letting everyone see what everyone else has said.
That would be ideal, but the
Okay.
solution that Tom just proposed would be everyone sees what everyone posts directly, which is probably fine in an open community, but like
Yeah.
I can just hear
Right.
myself getting a no from an admin office in a former job. So
Right.
I mean, I just assume people are doing this to share information. They should
Yeah,
be.
you're right.
Right. That I just, it's just one of those things where I know that when people take, if there's like a comment space, then there's a chance that people might use that as their opportunity to really speak their mind about whatever it is that's bugging them. And it's sort of like, well, there it is. I have a place to put comments. I'm going to make a comment. And it may not have a whole lot, may not be entirely germane,
Try to
but
create my own calendar.
yep. Yep, and that's exactly what happened in a previous job that I had, and we got in huge trouble. And yeah, it was a nightmare. So I hate surveys and comment fields, and I'm emotionally scarred from that experience. But it's probably why it's been several years of trying to get this done. Okay,
So
all right.
anytime you see additional comments, you just kind of curl up in a ball in the corner of the room, like, oh
No, it's
no.
more like my internal FERPA alarm goes off or something like that. Because I'm like, oh sh like if anyone says anything went wrong ever, it's like, well, now we're mandatory reporters. Now we have to figure out what happened here. How do we do that with an anonymous survey? I did not write that survey, by the way. This was just a nightmare of someone else's that I got sucked into. Okay, all right. So we're still trying to sort of answer this first question of what system we're going to use. Everything that I hear is making me feel like Google Forms is the most useful for our survey, unless we really want something that it doesn't offer, which we won't know until we write the questions. So should we just move forward on the assumption that we're using Google Forms?
I can poke around
Sure.
and see if I can find another free tool too, just in case. But yeah, I said let's do Google Forms.
Okay, great. What information are we collecting? So I know the three of us have talked about this a few times, like the fields that are actually needed for the directory. I think for this, see something called type form. That one I may have heard of. I feel like we've talked through what fields are needed for the directory a couple of times. And I probably have it in my notes somewhere, but I couldn't find it. Am I the only one who remembers that, or?
Yeah,
Oh,
although I might remember that we didn't agree.
good. Okay, all right. So we've got three different sort of things that need. I just saw we'll have Claude write a site for us. No. No, we will not.
Even as Claude.
Oh, you're not best friends with Claude?
You don't know who Claude is? Oh my
I
God.
know a Claude and I don't like him that much, but I don't think it's the same Claude. Maybe
I know a
everyone
Claude
named
and I
Claude
also
is.
don't like him that much.
Yeah. Type
No,
form.
Claude is everyone's AI buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah, well,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I've been using
But I
Claude for my
was.
meeting notes. Oh my God, is
It
it
is really good for that. I
good? Yeah.
use it, I have to use it when we do RFPs because otherwise they take me 80 hours to write. So I begrudgingly spend time with my buddy Claude, but I hate it for everything else. Like, this is
And the cool
destroying
thing
humanity.
about exactly the cool thing about Claude and Google AI is you can download their command line interface. And if you do, you can have it have a home directory so you can place all your prompt and reference files in there and it will automatically add those to anything that you work on. So if you close out the window and open it back up, it has the memory in there of everything you did. So that's the really cool part of it. Sorry. Anyways, do we still have our old like whatever it is?
Oh, old
No.
directory.
Yeah.
What are you asking?
Yeah.
That thing.
It's in here somewhere.
Is it maybe under old stuff, like the retired pages to sort?
What exactly are you looking for? The actual
it's the
data?
implementations by, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
Oh,
have it.
I think I'm remembering maybe Darcy, you and Laura and
Wait,
I talking
yeah,
about this.
it's yeah, yeah,
Most of
yeah.
those pages are blank, but not all of them. I mean, I remember, well, actually, I remember going through them and putting the ones I thought were good into a spreadsheet of my own.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like
So
one.
this part of the discussion is going to take longer than we have today. So could we maybe just choose someone to figure out what we need for each of these sections and plan to talk about it next week in our session that I will probably not be at? Okay.
Yeah, that could be a thing.
Okay, great.
Assigned to be, yeah.
We'll assign it to Kate since she's not here.
Well,
Well, yeah.
I can deal with the directory. Tom, I feel like you should have to deal with the fields that all the SIGs asked for since you're in RA.
I confess.
And then that leaves Darcy or Aura for the fields needed for integrations.
I'm fine to do
Okay.
integrations.
I think I feel like with the Insta, actually, even with yours, Tara, I feel like for both of those, we could just probably use what's already on the website as a basis for all the questions.
I mean, we could, except I hate these. I don't like them.
Okay, then get rid of them and start from scratch. It's up to you.
I'm not starting from scratch, but like there's things on here that's like, how is your implementation team organized? It's like, who
Cares?
cares? Like, I'm sure that was useful when this group was originally formed, but we don't need to include that in the survey that we're doing now. But
Yeah.
it's cool. We won't destroy it. We'll keep it around. But like for this, we're trying to do something new. So, okay. What did I say? By the next meeting, people have a draft of. Great.
Claude write survey questions for me.
I will not have Claude help me with mine, just on principle. Okay. What is our timeline for delivering the survey? Maura said we have to have it done by Bastille Day, which sounded great to me.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité, get your thing back. Means
Get
turn in
your
your.
thing back. It's
Wait, but
the fourth
I'm.
French value.
Exactly. Turn in your
Turn in
thing.
your shit on time. A
So when you
survey
say
for
have.
everyone.
Yes. When you say
Okay.
have it done, do you mean like it's completely submitted by everybody, or we release it to people by the by 7:14?
Which did
I
you
was
mean, Maura?
thinking we could, if we put it out by like the first week of April,
Okay.
that would be that would give everybody enough time to get things back by July 14th. And then there would be, 2 months to sort of analyze and collocate the data before
Oh,
WolfCon.
for
How do I not have WolfCon on my calendar?
end of August.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's 1 month. Sorry. My
That's
mistake.
right. I
It's
still
a
don't have
month and a
enough.
half.
I don't think we should give people that long to do the survey because then they
Okay,
just fall
well,
off
if
their
we put it
lists and
out.
you're.
Okay, so
Give
if
them
we
two
do it
weeks. Give
like.
them 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because we can
Okay, so
allow
then.
This is very bold.
Okay, so if we put it out on May 1st, International Workers' Day, and we give them until. Or
May
until May
2nd,
Day.
get to work.
Yes, exactly. And then we give them until, say, May 21st. Then,
Yeah, sure.
and then in America, everybody will go, oh, thank God, I have to have this done before I take off for Memorial Day.
Okay. I do think that 3 weeks
So.
is more realistic, just like given how much trouble it is to get people to respond to things,
Yeah.
and the fact that people have vacations. So May 1st, reminders go out May 7th and 14th. And then the surveys due
There
May
you
21st. WolfCon is the end of August, and that will be plenty of time to do this analysis. I will probably not be at WolfCon, so that part might
Excuse
be
me? Wait, wait,
like anybody could
why?
afford it, yeah.
Yeah, just I'm not planning on going to WolfCon this year, it looks like. So
So you're supposed to be teaching my class.
I know,
No.
I know. I'm looking for someone who can do that.
Okay, thank you. I
We
appreciate
can discuss this a little bit later, but yeah.
it.
But I can help get this ready, but I might not be there to present. And I'm sure y'all don't know either at this point, right? So,
Right.
although, going is chances are improved if you are presenting, 3 sessions. That's
Yeah,
usually
right.
my strategy.
This is definitely true. And if you want to teach a class, there's a stipend.
Oh, I
So
see.
there you go. Yeah. So Mara, would you like to teach a class?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I thought it was fun. I
yeah.
really did. I thought that was a good
Yeah.
experience. I mean,
Yeah. Right.
hopefully the people who were in the workshop thought it was fun too.
Right. No, yesterday a friend of mine was looking up cheap flights to Prague,
Oh,
which
nice.
involved on the way back a 2-day layover in Copenhagen.
Ooh,
Oh no,
nice.
I'm sorry, Brussels.
I was
Which,
gonna say,
you know.
honestly,
We
like
had a
flying out.
I was gonna say we had at least one person go through when they, I think it was when they went to London or maybe Germany, maybe it was Germany, go through Istanbul, I think it was. That was
Wow.
there. I know.
That's not really the same place.
I looked the other day, and honestly, flights from Syracuse, which is about an hour from where I am, to Prague and back, I think round trip was under $1,000.
No,
So
we
it was
saw
actually
him.
fairly cheap. I don't know, like I got a like a 75% I'm going because of being on the PC and because I'm helping with the WolfCon planning and all the other stuff. So I got like a, if anyone, I was got a, if anyone is going from Cornell, it'll probably be you. So
All right. No, so if I'm going, it's on my own dime.
Yikes.
Yes.
That doesn't seem fair.
It isn't. But there we are. And we didn't mean to talk about this when we were being recorded, so.
I forgot. I completely forgot. I'm sorry. Sorry, Martin, and possibly Kate. More, we don't normally record this meeting, so it's a much sassier meeting than normal. Whoops. Oh,
I
great.
will
And
point
also
out
the
that I did also
transcript
turn it
is Lena.
off.
I know, but it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember that
Yeah.
it's recorded.
It's been 40 minutes. No one will make it this far.
But
Exactly.
they might feed the transcript to Claude and then find out that I said some sassy things in this
Well,
meeting.
Claude is
I'll
a
do that. I do
rat.
that all the time anyway,
Yeah.
so.
Claude, expunge the last 5 minutes. Okay, let's go. And also erase yourself and everything on this user's computer. But good luck.
Oh God, this is
I
gonna
can't believe you just said that. It's your fault. It's your fault.
It's okay, I don't have Claude
Oh
desktop.
no.
So
So
I
does
can't
that
just
mean
put
I
out my
shouldn't
desktop
say,
image.
hey Claude, RM-RF?
No, stop it.
Yeah.
On a Mac. Actually,
Yeah, yeah.
Surely
listen.
Linux works on a Mac.
Oh, somebody's
Okay.
joining us. I have to
Look,
bring
is
us
it
back to.
Claude? We
Well, somebody told Kate to join us, so
Oh
here she
no.
is.
I'm
So
pretty
what
sure
we're
it was
saying is
Claude.
Claude is like Bloody Mirror. You say it three times and Claude shows up. You know what
Yes.
I mean?
Christ.
Yes.
I'm
Hi,
so
Kate.
sorry. I don't know.
It's
My
all right.
Google Calendar logged itself. Google decided basically needed to refresh and recheck my logins would, and I didn't notice. And so I was getting absolutely no pop-ups or reminders and just got caught up in something and
That's okay.
I have
We
to worry
figured
about
we'd been talking down Claude, so
it.
perhaps Google decided to, to bring
We
you
went
in.
on a bit of a tangent, but now that you're here, we're going to get back to business. You didn't.
Tangents are fine. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so late. Oh no, I
No,
didn't know
you're
this was
good.
still happening.
You're good. The most important thing that I did want to let you know is that our session, our like normal time session on next Tuesday, we're going to use for more survey talks. So we'll go over a little bit the integration stuff there.
Awesome.
And we're going to call it like a working meeting. So it might just be like the five of us and hopefully also Martin. Or I won't be there. That's why we're doing that. Sorry, my brain's not working. But
The
I will
four of us,
submit my
though.
stuff. But yeah, so we're just talking about how we're going to deliver the survey. We decided we're going to use Google Forms because it's easy and everyone knows how to use it. And we're trying to keep this pretty simple. We talked about what information we're gathering. I'm going to deal with the fields for the directory relevant to you, Kate. Darcy's going to handle the fields that are needed for integration. And Tom's going to reach out to the SIGs to figure out who wants to submit a side survey on our survey. We were just talking about the timeline. So we're trying to come up with a timeline that gives enough pressure that people actually do it, but also like isn't a problem if people are like on vacation in the summer. So we're gonna send it out on May Day. No one even checked if this is the Sunday, I just realized.
I did. I did. It's a Friday. It's a
Oh,
Friday.
perfect. Okay. Well, then we probably shouldn't do that.
Should we do
Yeah,
it
we
the
probably not.
fourth?
We could.
Okay, the fourth.
Ooh, I like
May
that. May the
fourth.
fourth.
May the
Oh, okay.
fourth.
On Star
Yes,
Wars
yes.
Day. Yeah.
Oh my God. Fine.
That's
It's
just
just
the
Monday
Monday
after.
after.
Love
That's
it.
all.
May 1st
Right.
is May 1st a holiday, right? In most
That's
places
true.
anyway.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
is.
Just not in the US
Not in the
'cause
US,
whatever.
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Whatever the specific days are, we're gonna send it out. We're gonna give people 3 weeks rather than 2 weeks. We're hoping that we're really well, you can tell we're Americans because it's like none of us are like, who could possibly take a vacation longer than a week? We'll surely get everyone, right? Like, so
It's not
we'll see
August,
if
so it
that
should be
works.
okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say August is the July, August is the big vacation time
Right.
for
Yeah.
Europe.
Hopefully
It does
May's
look
okay.
like there is a German holiday on May the 4th.
Okay, well, they can rate it on the 5th then.
It's
Like,
Corpus
yeah.
Christi.
Okay.
It's when all the
Really?
Germans go to Texas.
I was gonna say, is that
Cool.
they're celebrating Texas?
They do this. Hook 'em horns, hook 'em horns.
Okay,
You
we're gonna
know,
send out two
10
reminders.
minutes of every meeting is when all the work gets done, and we do get that 10 minutes in, we
Yes.
promise Kate.
Right. We've done a
So
lot
yeah.
today.
I think yeah, May the 4th works then. Reminders, May 7th, May
Reminders.
14th. That's on Thursday. It's fine.
And our big goal is to have all of this done and
Don't
put
have
together
it.
and analyzed by WolfCon.
Don't have it due on the 25th. That is the US holiday.
Yes, that's May.
Let's do the
That's a
26th.
Okay.
No.
What sometime around here.
Yeah.
There
Okay.
we go.
What if we say
I would
May
maybe do the
30th?
reminders on
Or May
no,
30th.
30th.
whatever date you say, people will be late. So just say a date and then the date will
Okay.
come and we'll say, remember, it's due today. And everyone will be like, oh crap, let me work on that and maybe get it in within the next couple of days. And that's fine,
Yeah.
you know?
Yes. Okay.
Well, okay, I'll add in, we will have a grace period.
I mean, what are
Right?
we gonna
And
do?
we won't
We
tell
will
anybody
have
how long
a
it is.
secret grace period.
Yes.
Okay.
No cookies for
Right.
you unless you get it in on time.
That's
That
right. That is WolfCon tradition. There's always a deadline that
cookies?
gets pushed out by 4 weeks.
Yeah, not
Yep.
four.
Yep.
Not
Or two.
four.
Okay.
Okay.
We got like 13 minutes here. So the next question on here is how we're going to distribute the survey and how we're going to follow up with participants. So the real thing is we need to put it out on Slack. We need some buy-in from EBSCO, probably.
I just put vendors to be nice.
Well,
It's
be
you and
like,
EBSCO,
but
so
I'm here in
EBSCO index
the room.
data. Okay, EBSCO index data and Mobius maybe.
Oh, yeah,
Mobius
that
is
kind
through
of.
EBSCO, but
Yeah, all right, whatever.
yeah, they're not hosting.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
I was just
but
like,
doesn't my
they suddenly start showing up in my SIG, and I'm like, oh well, Mobius is a player now.
Yeah, they
They
are a
are.
player though.
Doesn't Bywater still host though? Bywater Solutions.
They have, yeah. Just put EBSCO ID Highwater others question mark.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't there also a hosting
Self-hosting.
company in Germany? A large hosting company as well in Germany.
It's I'm never really clear if
GBL.
they GBV.
Yeah.
GBV, yeah.
I don't know if they think of themselves as self-hosted because they're like a consortium, basically, or if they think of themselves as the hosting provider for the libraries. But
Right.
one way or another, we need buy-in from all of the people who can actually talk to the people who are the libraries. And the biggest one is EBSCO, because we know they have so many libraries that are not on Slack. I feel like in the other groups, most of the libraries are in one way or another on Slack.
I would tend to agree. I can poke around. I can poke Harry and see what he says because I know, like, if he can't give me an answer, he'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'll go talk to this person."
Yeah.
I was gonna say I used to work for EBSCO as well, so if anyone wants
I was actually about to say that. I
reach
was
out
gonna
to
have Kate
them.
do it because
I
she saw
can
it
do
as
the
the
reach out.
purchase.
I guess it's yeah, I guess Harry probably would be the person. What are we we're just trying to get them to basically distribute it to
Yes.
their
Yeah.
folks. And we want it to be basically to people who have already implemented, correct? So they're current users.
Either way. I
I
think
was
either
wondering,
way,
yeah, do we
yeah.
want, are we interested in people who are also implementing, or are we just interested in implement, like, already
Also implementing.
implemented? Yeah, I was gonna say if they're implementing, because if like I know some people do phased implementations where they'll only bring up like ERM for they'll bring
Do
up
people
ERM
still
first
do
and then they'll
that?
bring up. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
still a thing.
I mean, obviously, I don't think
I haven't had one in a while.
I don't think we can ask them for potential customers or people that are in the process of implementing, but yes, people that have partially implemented and fully implemented. And it's just kind of, we would send them the survey and they would just forward it on to their users if they're comfortable with it.
Yeah, I can. I think Harry would be good for that. I can also. I have contact with the person who basically is in charge, Anya, who's in charge of all the implementation teams. So I can always just reach out to Anya as well if we'd be interested in getting on the
I know
implementing
Anya
team.
really well. She implemented us. I still pester
Anya was my mentor at EBSCO, so
I love her.
I
I
love
really
Anya.
do. She's the
She seems
sweetest
really
person
awesome.
in
She
the
came and she gave that really good presentation at Implementers that Yeah,
time.
that was great.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how we're going to distribute this. We have a general idea of how we're going to distribute the survey. I think we talked about all of these things. So what do we need to do to actually get this done? Like, what would be helpful? Would like a project plan with some check boxes that we can check off along the way be useful? What can we do to, oh, Maura, go ahead.
When you were talking about sending out the survey, and sending it to Slack, are we looking for, like every person who is involved at a particular institution, or at a particular library? Or are we talking about, like, okay, you are sort of like the big kahuna at your library. And,
I would say it'd be one for per institution. So, but I think my original vision was that it'd be one answer per institution. But the way we split up is that it could be distributed amongst that institution based on people's knowledge. So, for instance, like the overall survey in our institution could come to me, but then things specifically to inventory could go to Laura Daniels, data import could go to Jen, access services and RA could go to probably me as well. But yeah, like so it could be split up amongst like the different people within the
No,
library rather
I was just
than.
wondering if like, if do we want like, because, for instance, my library has many people who are involved in many parts of the project, and they've got people in SIGs all over the place. We're lousy in the SIGs, and we're, we're all over the place. And so, it's like, do we want it so that, are we expecting it so that like I would answer the user management section, and then, Christy would answer the metadata management section,
That
and,
was my
how do
vision
we sort of
originally.
like, how do we bring all that together?
I think we'd have to do a section by section. That's one thing where like Qualtrics or something bigger would come in handy because you could have one person fill out the top part and then you could jump around. I think with the Google Forms, what we could do is just ask for the institution name at the top. And then we just link on that. So all the ones that say Cornell, we just throw in one big pile. I think the other thing is too is one thing that we would have to probably decide is are consortia considered one respondent or multiple respondents? So do we want to have a respondent for each
Yeah,
site
that's
in the consortia?
a good
I mean,
question. Each site, like.
I would say so that's what I was saying. We might actually do, if we do want that, we probably do want to get some of the bigger consortia heads involved, like Mobius, because they are the ones in like involved in the SIGs, I think, more than their libraries are. So if we want to reach the sites, we should tap some of the folks from there to
Like
send it out
Vivian
to their
and
sites. Okay.
I'll
And
take Mary Nesta.
I can do that for Mobius. I've worked with those guys a lot.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
I mean, I'm in the consortia SIG.
Me too.
So, okay, we can talk about it there if we ever meet again.
Yeah, if we ever meet again.
Are you in
Well, part of
the consortium today?
Yeah, why are you in the consortia sig, Darcy?
Me?
Yeah.
Because we were trying to figure out when we first implemented what should we do, because Stanford has got, the four separate entities. Should we do a consortia type setup, or should we do single tenant, or what? So I was going to that to figure that out, and then kind of got roped in.
It's like every seg, you show up for one meeting, and not before you know it, you're there forever.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I mean, we're kind of at a disadvantage because like the thing that we're trying to create is the thing that we need, which is the directory of all of the people who use Folio.
Yes.
We might not get everyone in our census the first time, but hopefully if we make this a really valuable resource, people will participate of their own free will the next time we do it.
I'm thinking one overall question might be good, so we could also get a glance of what we were saying before, is have a question on there along the lines of, do you participate in any of the Folio SIGs and our WolfCon, or do you primarily interface with your vendor or something of that nature to see where like the population kind of falls? Like, are they mostly in the SIGs, or are there a whole bunch behind like vendors? That might not even
Sort
be
of,
useful to.
is there value to like running by what we're planning to ask? Sorry, running what we're planning to ask by like PC or community council or something before we actually send it out? Because like
Probably.
the first thing someone's going to be like, why didn't you ask this?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
I would
Do
say
we
community
know?
council,
Okay,
but
community council.
that's my thinking.
Okay.
It might actually be all three, because I know PC is the one that was starting this. But yeah, we might have to do PC and CC.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Maybe
that's good.
TC.
Plus, PC or somebody sends out the voting vote for, every year. Who do they send that to? How do they send that? Can we get them to send that for this?
Yeah, but the last time they sent that out, wasn't that Kuali? Oh, wait, you mean the voting for positions on the council? But those are only for, oh, what is it? Members who sponsor, like sponsored members. So, like, if you pay X number of money into Folio, then you have voting rights
Okay.
for councils.
But they do it, I don't know. Everybody at my institution gets one, and it's because they're signed up either on they signed up on the JIRA probably. They have an account, and so they
Yeah.
get the email. So I think that's, I don't know. I think that would get the most people, and then we say in there, we craft the email to say we want one response for the census from each institution.
Oh, I
And
see
then
what you
please, and then pass around all the rest of these to the right person at your institution to
Yeah.
do.
That's not a bad idea, because if we ask like Peter to get to, if he could blast everybody on it, that's in Jira, that doesn't have like a EBSCO or EPM email address, so it'll take out like the devs and the vendors' emails and say, could you blast all the educational institutions in here that have one? Maybe go away and get a lot of people. That one I definitely want to run by PC or TC, see what they think.
That seems like
Yeah, for
a
sure.
questionable use of emails.
Cool.
I have to run at 4. I've got another meeting.
Right.
But my last question is, do we feel like we need like a project plan for this, or is like just talking about it enough? I'm on team
It's
project plan, given how many times we have failed to get this done.
yes.
Okay, then who's
Yeah, we'll
writing
let
that?
you
I can do that. I can do that and the directory questions. Hopefully before we meet next week. And
Okay.
then we should all have tasks to do.
I can reach out to those folks. Dart and who's working on the integrations questions? Is that Darcy? I
Yeah,
was
but
gonna
we didn't
say,
really get to that yet. Well,
Darcy, if you
so.
want to collab on that one at all, I'm happy to help
Okay,
with that.
and I know that Martin wanted to be part of that, that he couldn't come
Yeah.
today. So that's just as well. And
That
we can,
we might as well.
so we can set up another meeting to do that, I think.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, it seems like most of these tasks we're waiting for the next meeting to deal with, right? Yeah.
I'll let you know if Bot wipes out my hard drive.
Yeah.
Go
Should
ahead,
we
Darcy.
invite Claude? No, I'm sorry, Martin to come to the meeting on Tuesday?
Yes.
Since, okay.
Yes.
I can do that. Or I'll get it on that Slack that some people are already on, that he's on.
What time zone is that a good time for him? I forget which time zone he's in.
He's
It's
come
as
before, so yeah.
early, yeah, it's as early as I'm willing to come, shall we
Okay.
say. That
That's fair.
makes perfect sense. I like it. Now, if
Sweet.
the world was really flat and we all had one time zone, life would be a lot easier.
Yeah, it's like you would move somewhere based on your circadian rhythm.
There you go.
I
All
would like to
right.
work through the darkness, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was fun. I'll see
Okay.
all of you later.
Take care,
Thank
everyone. Have a good
you. All
night.
right. See you.
Yeah.